Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you beautiful people that love yourselves and are expanding and excited about life and loving this life and know that you're creating yourself. How are you today? I cannot believe it has only been one short week since we were together for this Creating Change for the Collective Consciousness. I am still putting together material. A lot of it's just going to come out on the webinar because it was so phenomenal, the information that we brought in and the work we did for and on behalf of the collective, which is you and us and everybody. So that webinar, as you know, is called The Fear of Fear. And oh my goodness, guys, it's just coming up everywhere. My friend that's staying with me, my daughter, called me the other day and we were working through stuff. And it all comes down to this fear of trusting ourselves to create it the way we want to create it this time. And again, a lot of that fear goes into the water that we are, the water that the world is, the electrical charge that we're remembering from before, from Lemuria and Atlantis and, well, you know, World War II, if you want to go that recently, where we literally created this huge advance in technology, in information, in new thought, if you will. And then we forgot that the technology was just a way to express and bring forth the spiritual. And that was one of the big things that came through the weekend, is that we literally are the technology of the spirit. We are the computers of our soul. And when we know that we are literally the technology that connects to all the information and all the possibility, which is what God is, then we can marry the two and know that it is soul-driven. Everything is soul and spirit and love-driven by the technology of how we put that out there. So I would like everybody this week, you know, we talk a lot about getting up and directing your day, which I know you did this morning. So I want you to add to that. Today I choose to trust myself. I choose to trust my creation. I choose to trust me as the creator. So let's take a moment before we start the calls. And each of us are directing and inviting all energy to come in that wants to participate with us. We are directing that all our chakras are open, balanced, and spinning in the right direction. We're directing our Hara line to be straight, strong, and through the ID point. We're directing our pituitary and pineal glands to open wide, receive all the light, all the knowledge, to send that through our heart, through all of the telecommunication system within us, so that we are accessing thoughts and possibilities never before allowed. We are directing ourselves to move into and be total trust with ourselves as the God of the creation that we are. We are directing our heart centers to open and be filled with love, see through the perspective of love, live in the perspective of love. And so it is. Now, I think I brought this on last week when we were in the middle of this unbelievably amazing weekend. Do we trust ourselves to create ourselves? And then do we self-trust us as God? I watched the movie, I watched several movies over the weekend, and they all had pretty much the same message. Again, it's all about love, and what are you choosing to know that the reality of your world is? I watched Noah, for example. Noah mistakenly thought God wanted him to do away with and murder on his behalf, right? And when you get to, I don't want to be the spoiler, but when you get to the end in one of the situations, he gets to choose love. Now, of course, he chose love for the innocent, for love itself, and chose death for those that would keep that reality from our lives. So I think that's always the choice and the kind of the paradox that we live in then is what do we choose? Always have a choice. It's the choice. And he chose Noah because he knew Noah would make the right choice in the end. I want to talk a little bit about this Ebola. They're calling it a virus. I'm wondering if they don't actually find out it's some kind of bacteria causing it. But everybody that I've had work on, including myself, again, it comes down to the fear of the fear of remembering their God. The fear of the fear of being God, of owning their own choice, of not being told what to do, of not being dictated upon. And some of us are even fighting that battle within ourselves. I can name you two right off the bat. So are you fighting the fear within you? Are you fearing the fear that is present in you that is not allowing you to rise up and take dominion over yourself? Okay, the last thing I want to talk about today, and this is something I'm very happy I'm able to offer everyone. My older brother owns several companies in the healthcare industry. Actually, he was one of the original people. He happened to work for Nixon at the time, trying to create one of the first public health programs for America. Now, don't be against this just because he worked for Nixon now. Are you laughing? Are you snickering? Am I being snarky? Anyway, what it's on the homepage, as is the Fear of Fear webinar. It's called Awesome Healthcare Opportunity. If any of you are struggling with healthcare costs, this is not an insurance. This is a healthcare benefit service. And what it does is there are providers, doctors, hospitals, pharmacies, actually almost 95% of all pharmacies are included in it. There is a list. You can go on the website and find out where chiropractors, eye doctors, even they even supply you with alternative healthcare, homeopathic healthcare, pharmaceuticals. So again, it's not an insurance, but it is a greatly deducted opportunity for healthcare services. And he has graciously worked with me to create even an additional 25% off for anybody in our community. Now, again, you would not call me with questions about this. There is a dedicated healthcare line that you can go on, but if you click on the Read More thing under the Awesome Healthcare Opportunity, you'll go to a website where you can peruse it, you can make your own judgments about it. But I knew so many of you were challenged with healthcare right now that I was really happy to. I've been working with him for a few months to get this up and running for you. Even if you have insurance, as I do, I find it very valuable because of high deductibles, copays. Most insurance programs exclude a lot of things like fertility and birth control and mental health and holistic stuff like acupuncture. All of that's included. If you get a certain plan, everybody qualifies, everybody is accepted, and I think that, for example, there's a family in New York with 21 people. All of them are covered for the same monthly price. So, again, as always, you use your own judgment. You be your own creator. And check it out and call them if you have any questions. Please do not email me. They have dedicated people here. And there are several programs you can check out. So enough said about that. It's an opportunity that I'm pleased that I can bring forward to those of you that need it. I think we're going to go straight to the calls, but know that we are going to be focusing on getting to the core of the fear of the fear. Is there anything else? Nope. We're going to go to the calls, and we're going to start with Phyllis. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi, good morning, Dee. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great, too.
Good.
Yeah, I had a question about bullying.
Bullying?
Yes. Take off speaker. I'm kind of in my work environment. I work with a lot of people who are extremely aggressive. And
okay, well, the first thing I'm hearing, Phyllis, is you're seeing them a lot more that way because that's your perspective.
Huh.
So it's true that there are some aggressive people, more aggressive than others, but it's, again, your perspective that you need to shift about that.
Okay.
And bullying is the highest word. Well, okay, so when I say, when I say you see the world as bullying, I get a no, but the words they gave me were, I see the world of men as bullying.
Maybe it's just a lot of it is the women.
Well,
it's just
then
their
let's
male
go to
energy.
Masculine
yeah.
energy.
Yeah.
That's the highest thing. So
yeah.
The energy that has the power to create, the energy that actually takes the divine feminine hit and intuition into the world and empowers it to be born is a bullying energy. And if we have that concept, and a lot of people in the world do, by the way. I don't know why they're showing me Donald Trump, but they are. then that's going to limit the power of our creation, because that's going to automatically judge our own masculine
energy. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. And then we're going to see other masculine energy because we aren't bringing our own forward in a powerful way. And resisting our own power, then we're going to see people who are in clear about their power as bullying. Got it?
Yeah, I got it. Because I'm aware. I just feel like I need to be bringing more forth.
Yes, that's a true statement, and you can't do that while you're judging the energy that does it. So you have to get in harmony with your power and your. Now, we're not saying male, we're saying masculine. Every woman, every man, every child has feminine and masculine. We have to have that balance for creation. From the 60s, I am woman, hear me roar, we subdued our feminine a lot. Now we're bringing our feminine back and going, well, it didn't work when I, wanted to drive my own car and make my own way and pull out my seat and open my own door. And now it's like, how about I'm a powerful woman and you can pull my chair out for me? And I think that's what they're talking about over this last weekend, about the technology of the spirit and the soul. And it was very clear that they kept saying, you have to put the two of them together. You are the technology of the divine hit. So there's a perfect marriage there in your intuition and your power to take that out into the world. That's the highest thing I'm getting, and it seemed to resonate with you. So.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Right.
Really started the call off exactly with the right focus we needed. Thanks, Phyllis.
Yeah, thanks, Dee.
So, again, guys, give up your resistance. Can everybody add that to your morning, too, that I allow myself to allow everything to flow through me today? Because if your pituitary and pineal are open to receiving it, but you're not allowing it to flow through you, well, you can see the enigma there. So when we're out of resistance and into allowing, our health clears up, our money flows, etc. Hi, Patty. How's your friend?
He's good. I wanted to, I'll email you about the book that you wanted me to send. I don't know if you got that one. But he's more peaceful, definitely.
Good.
Peaceful
and powerful. He's given all of his power. We're talking about Patty's friend who called last week with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. And it was due to, from what I understood in the email, his father berating him and still not accepting him. And that's giving your power away, guys. Nobody has the right. And certainly you as the God of you do not, you have the right, but it ain't working for you if you're allowing other people to take your power like that. And you start defining yourself in reactionary ways to others. So go ahead, Patty. What can I help you with today?
I have been directing my energy, and I just feel sluggish this week.
Again, when I say directing your energy, there's something that's falling out, and it's the feeling. Where's the joy, Patty?
Okay, I could kick that up.
Well, guys, that's what creates. And you can, so everybody right now, everybody just feel down. Oh, my God, life's so hard. I don't know, I've got so many bills. What am I going to do? I mean, can you just feel your energy drop? I can.
Yeah.
Now, how about, you know what? I love this life. I love this life. I love that I'm the creator of me. I love that every opportunity that I could ever imagine in my life is out there for me to connect to right now. Can you feel your energy go up?
Yeah.
Okay. You can't use life to bring your energy up. You have to use you to bring your energy up, and then life's energy comes to match it.
Okay.
Yes?
Yes. No, and it's interesting because I have moments like that, but and I, you know, I thought I was directing it like, but you're right. I could step it up, and
yeah,
you know, and I am excited about life, but it just felt heavy this week.
Well, it felt heavy because we fall into that old pattern of waiting and what if. And really they're saying that's the fear of the fear. That's how it keeps manifesting itself. So, in other words, when you get up every day and you know the happier and the more joyful you choose to be, the happier and more joyful your life is and the more you create. So if for no other reason, get up every morning and go, okay, if I really want to create a lot today and I really want to keep this creation going the way that I have created it to be in the past, the way I want it to be, the happiness that I want it to be, the lightness I want it to be, I better start feeling happy right now for no reason. Now, you know, that means, okay, if I wake up from a weird dream or something, I get to choose to work through the dream. I get to take power over the dream. I get to put on some 60s music or whatever, you know, dance naked, run with my dog, whatever it is, I'm going to make the choice to get happy because I know I'm going to get more in my life and from my life the way I want. That's what getting stuff is all about. It's so funny, you know, the people that were here last weekend, I had, it was recommended reading that they read Getting Stuff before they got here. Now, all of them are true followers and participants in the community, and none of them had read Getting Stuff. And they all went, oh, my God, Dee. Oh, my God, it's all in this book. It's all everything. Everything that we've done in the last 5 years. I said, yes, that's why I wrote it. You know, it's simple. The principles are simple, guys. But you have to understand them and you have to use them consciously all the time. There's nothing else, Patty. They're just saying, they're giving me the song, Don't Worry, Be Happy.
You know, I realized I got a loan offer and it didn't work out. And I think that's what threw me this week. It's like, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So like the first series recurring that they offered, that I thought they were going to offer me, and then they offered somebody else. You see, I said, okay, well, I'm getting closer. So I just have to keep creating here. I'll create it somewhere else. But I've got to keep creating. What happens is, oh, that happened, and we get depressed, and then we get scared, and then our hearts close, and then we don't create. And that's why you feel sluggish, because your whole soul is going, hold on, you were doing so great here. You were doing this creation thing, and it felt good, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And now where are you? In other words, you don't like yourself. Once you get a taste of what creation really is, you don't like yourself. When you stop creating, it feels weird. Okay, so get going, woman.
Okay, thank you. Love you.
I love you, too. I love all of you. Let me get her off the switchboard here. Anna in New York. What's up, honey?
Hi, thanks. I just really enjoy your show, and today's topic is exactly what I feel like I'd like to clear. So what is it that you can sort of shine the light on for me to notice what I'm fearing that's preventing me from creating?
Good question. What am I fearing? Yourself. So why would you fear yourself?
From making the wrong decision.
And how many times do you think you've made the wrong decision in the past?
Often.
And how many times do you think you've made the right decision?
Rarely.
Okay. So who's the God of you that gets to change that pattern?
I do.
You bet. So when you absolutely know that, and when I say you do, I get a no. When you absolutely know that you are given dominion over you and therefore your life, Anna, to get up every morning and create it the way you want to, what would you have to have in place to really know that?
A sense of intuition or knowing.
Okay, and how do you do that without trusting yourself?
That's the question.
Well, okay, and what I want you to see is you're waiting for something to happen in your life so that you'll know.
And that has happened. Things like that have happened where something showed up, I took the step, and it worked.
Okay. That's what you continually, consciously have to do every day until most of the time it works. Right now, you're not doing it consciously. You're doing it happenstance.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you guys, you know what we do, and Patty just voiced this, is we work on something and we want something and we create it, and then we go, oh, wow, great, I got it, and then we rest. And by resting, I mean not as God on the seventh day. I mean, we continually must live in the creation process. So basically what they're showing me in your life, Anna, is, oh, I got it. Wow, isn't life great? Oh, wow, I didn't get it. Life really sucks. Is that kind of the pattern?
It is.
Okay. So every time you go, oh, I didn't get it, life really sucks, you uncreate or create what you don't want again.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to be conscious that you're creating the pattern. You're just not conscious you're creating it. And you can create a more consistent pattern of what you want once you realize what you're doing and that you're responsible for doing it.
Okay.
Did you get your answer? Are you clear?
Yes.
Okay. So, again, begin your day, guys. If you set your day up and begin your day being open to all thought and all possibility and knowing that you're the one that gets to be in alignment with everything you want, and then, you know, like I said last week, I believe I shared this with you, the image they gave us is you walking through a room and all the energy around you is God. You're literally walking through God all the time. All thought, all possibility is there literally surrounding you. You have to be the technology, the computer, the iPhone, right? That touch tones yourself into harmony with what you want so that all of that energy you're moving through can find and hook up with that alignment. It can complete the circuit with you. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, baby. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Yeah, that image has shifted me exponentially. Everybody, I just want you to know that image of you, if you can really grasp the experience of walking through God. So that literally you are God yourself as the creator, surrounded by all the possibilities of God. Kathy in Chicago. Hi, honey. What's up?
Hey. Well, I started a new job, but now
good.
I'm going, oh my gosh, I accepted something that probably isn't going to make me enough money. So now I'm in my head going, do I keep looking? What if
no,
I find something?
You keep saying, I'm creating. First of all, you never said how much money you're creating.
Oh,
is
I
that
didn't.
True?
Well, I
yes,
put out that I
that
wanted to make.
That would be true. How
yeah.
much money? How much money are you holding in your intention to create this year?
What I created last year. So that's why
well,
I have a job that will pay me what I made last year.
Okay, so you limited yourself.
Yes.
Okay. Well, aren't you a good creator? You got what you wanted.
Yes, I am.
Okay, so now you have a choice. You get to create more money within this job and go, you know what, I'm not limiting myself. There's a higher position in this company. If they want to give me a raise, if you know, they want to give me a 401, I'm open. And you know what? It doesn't even have to come through this job. I can win the blippin' lotto and make lots more money than this job. But you see, you're limiting yourself.
Yeah.
Something else coming in now. Sheet, but give me a song.
Coming to America.
Okay. So, you see, that whole song is about hope. And all the possibilities are before us. We're coming to America where everything's possible, where there's freedom, where I get to create my life in a free way. That's your new song, baby.
Ah.
Ah. That's the possibility of you that you need to align yourself with. I got chills all over me from that. And everybody on the call, you've got to be experiencing the same thing. Where are you in coming into the new America of you, where there's all possibility and freedom to create yourself any way you want? It's a beautiful metaphor, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So, again, think thoughts that you have never thought before, Kathy, about money, and allowing the universe to come in and just create it, and you being in alignment with that so that all the possibilities can find you.
Yeah, I liked the previous call where you talked about, you know, just allowing it. Because it's like, you know, wanting doesn't mean I've given myself permission to let it come in.
Oh, wanting usually means I don't have it. And
yeah.
I don't have it doesn't create the joy and the excitement of I'm coming to America.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
thank you.
You understand I can just reach out and grasp the part of God I want. Yeah.
Great thought.
It's overwhelmingly moving for me. I mean, I said, you know, I want to give my daughter a beautiful wedding. And I have a pretty large overhead. And my gas main broke in the backyard for $7,800. And, you know, 5 years ago, I would have still been doing the oh, poor me. I just start to get ahead, blah, blah, all that old frickin' story that we do. And I went, you know what? I've always created it. I'm always going to create it. I'm just going to create it more and bigger and easier. And here comes the series, The Whispers.
Oh.
But if I had gone into, oh, my God, what am I going to do? I'm never going to give be able to find the money for this wedding.
Yeah, look at how my money is going down.
Yeah, then it does.
Mm-hmm.
Then it does. We're perfect creators. Now, that is not to say that I haven't been proactive in creating a lot of science fiction weekends the rest of this year, really doing a lot of work on myself, getting myself into harmony with television, with doing what I want. You can't ask for what you want while you're judging it, and Phyllis brought that in right at the top of the show.
Yes, she
did. If you're judging masculine energy, right, then it's going to be harder for you to use, and then it's going to be in your face that other people are more powerful, and you're going to call that bullying.
Yeah.
So much of this has to do with our own self-esteem, guys, which is why I developed this beautiful little bear that I am actively looking at toy manufacturers to license, because I really do truly believe, you can test that, that this is an answer that was divinely given to me to reach the young children so that they start affirming their own empowerment at a very early age. So important. Thanks for calling in, baby. Go be powerful.
Thank you.
And we're going to Alicia in Pennsylvania. Hi, honey.
Hi, Dee. How are you doing?
Good.
I love your show. Thank you so much for everything you taught me.
Thank you so much. You guys are the show, so.
Well, then, without further ado, I'm hoping you can give me some insight on, I want to focus on believing that my husband can be faithful and that we can have a loving and harmonious and joyful marriage. And maybe I just need to be more consistent in that focus, but I just wonder if there's anything you can tell me.
Yes, Alicia, and you know all of this is about love. Sometimes it's tough love. And the first thing first of all, my pendulum went to no when you started talking about that's what you want.
Okay.
And the first words that came in is, you still want to make him pay.
Ouch.
Yeah. So can you feel that within yourself, sweetheart? Because you can't have what you're asking for and still want him to pay in some way.
Well, I don't want to feel that way anymore.
I know you don't want to, and I don't want you to push it away, and I don't want you to judge yourself, because it's normal and it's natural. And as long as you push it away and judge yourself, then you're not going to bring in the energy we need to work with.
Okay.
So I just want you to go where in you feel like you have still been betrayed and it wasn't right and it's not okay and he shouldn't have done it.
I feel that everywhere.
Okay. Good. Good for you that you have the chutzpah to go there with yourself. That's what you have to do, guys, you see, because now all of the energy is open for you to actually go, you know, Alicia, I love you, and you're right, and you have every right to feel this way, and you have every right now to shift it and to trust yourself and to trust him again back into love one more time.
Okay.
And I'm the God of Alicia that can get to choose that. So do you want to choose?
I do want to choose that.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you three times. They reminded me of this the last weekend. Do you want to heal?
Yes.
Do you want to heal?
Yes.
Do you want to heal?
Yes.
Okay. So then every moment, and certainly directing your day every morning, and again, this is really about the fear of fear. You get up every morning and go, today I choose to trust myself in trusting him.
Okay.
Today I choose to open my heart and allow the love to be created and experienced between us again. Because that's what you're saying that you want.
It is what I want.
Okay. Now, can you feel how you've kind of been holding that away, sweetheart?
Yeah.
Okay. So you get yourself in alignment with that. And then you're not sure yet that he's back in alignment with it. So what's that going to take? First of all, they want you to understand you're not going to be able to feel that he is until you get yourself in alignment.
Okay.
Okay.
I kind of knew that.
Okay. And then, so they want you to start there.
Okay.
Because you're going to be able to feel more into his willingness once you get yourself in alignment. All right, sweetheart?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Much love to you. Good luck to you. You can do this, Alicia. You just have to get back into trusting yourself again. All right?
Thank you very much.
You bet, sweetheart. Steve, what's up, dude?
Well, so, progress, actually.
Well, woohoo!
Woohoo!
It's all progress, baby.
Yes.
Can't go backwards.
Well, we're going forwards. And last Monday, I went to see a screening of a movie. I mean, it's like a weird, kind of wonderful movie. There are like 40 actors in it. We all have like 10 lines about conspiracy theories. And I ran into a director who had met me on another set, and he said, I saw you in the stage reading. You did. You were terrific. Well, I have a movie for you a few months down the line. Now, that could or could not happen, but I thought that was really a wonderful experience. And a club
yes,
I worked.
And why don't – whoa, 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 whoa. Hello. Let's just stop here for a minute. It could or could not happen.
It's happened already.
Well, but it's not so much about those words, Steve, as it is Steve allowing himself to go in and revel in that moment of, oh, man, I'm doing a film. People saw me. They loved my work. I'm doing this film that I love. All these opportunities are coming to me. You see, that's far different than, oh, right. It's done.
Absolutely different. And I've been working all week on seeing myself as an actor people want to hire, seeing the world as a friendly place that supports me, wants to give me great stuff.
And it showed up.
Yes. Yeah. And the day after that, a club I've been working at, my boss has three clubs, closed after 20 years. And he wrote a long Facebook post thanking people and forgot to thank me. So I called him about something else. And I said, oh, where was I? And he went, oops, I knew I forgot. I'll put another post in. So instead of a group picture, he put a big picture of me and thanked me. And I got so many people making comments about how much they loved working with me. And I went to the party that night. And how much there was so much of a feeling of love and communion that even though we lived through some sometimes nasty times, the bottom line really was love between all of us during that exciting period of my life.
Yeah, and you know, Steve, listening to your words, it was, there's still, and it's very small, but there's still that place they want you to consistently and consciously stay on top of, which is, oh, why am I left out? And those are the highest words.
Yes. Well, when we worked, we have a private this week. Woohoo!
Oh, goody.
Yay. And we're going to work on me being in harmony with everything I want. That's
harmony with yourself. So until we get to the private, I want you to just play with being in harmony with the miraculousness of Steve. And that's good for everybody out there, by the way.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Play around
God.
With how miraculous you are and that you're always accepted and always included and always remembered because you create it that way.
I felt that. I really felt that.
You see, it's not, the world shows up to go, oh, well, Steve, there's still this little bit there that, right?
Yes.
And when I come forward for myself, then I'm even extra honored. And what I want us all to do, guys, is to come forward for ourselves in the creation process before we have to react to any lack of creation that might happen because we haven't been conscious. You got it?
Yes, I do. I do. Thank you so much.
24/7 creation. Joyful, joyful, all possibility creation.
Yes. And a shout out to Matthew's computer. It's not well this weekend.
There's a lot of electrical stuff going on. I've had the Geek Squad back out 3 times in 2 weeks. So let's look at that. I wasn't conscious enough to bring that forward until you said that. Again, they're going, actually, it's a positive thing they're saying because it's bringing to our attention how we problem solve and are the communicators even when our computers go down. So in other words, it's back to, that's the highest place we're going, back to what happened over the collective consciousness weekend, which was you literally are the technology. Your computers, your iPods, your iPhones, they want you to literally marry your soul and your spirit with the technology so that the two are working together, which in other terms is the masculine and feminine working together. So how much are you going to use your computer to send what you want and to send your connection out across the entire world to connect with the possibilities that you're choosing? And that's what all the computer stuff's about. Well, thank you, because
over it. My God, I love you so much.
Don't we love this work? I love it when we all get together and bring in stuff like this. Goodbye, darling. Talk to you soon. Okay, Miss Vanessa in Florida, you're up.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, honey.
I have this thing going on where, like, my whole life pretty much, where I just go into such terror and fear when it comes to talking, you know, and just even being on hold, I'm like shaking and I start stuttering and stumbling. I feel like my heart is falling out of my chest, almost like I want to pass
out.
Well,
now this is interesting, Vanessa, because I don't hear any of that. You haven't stuttered once. You haven't stammered once. You're very clearly communicating yourself with me. So I think it's more the fear of clearly communicating.
Yeah, and I've been like breathing this whole time on hold just to like get this, but I'm physically shaking right now.
Okay, what did your mother do to you when you spoke your truth?
You know, it was always criticism, yelling, making fun of me, shutting me up, you know, just all kinds of things.
Okay, so that's the fear, baby, that if, correct me if I'm wrong, once you do start speaking, you feel better.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's literally the fear of speaking up, because you've got an electrical impulse that you have created within yourself that charges you subconsciously, and every time you start to speak up, you go, I'm going to be criticized, I'm going to be berated, I'm going to make a fool of myself, I'm going to be yelled at. And yet when you do finally speak up, you're heard. So I'm asking you, and this is going to be pretty tough how I say this, But I'm asking you the same thing I asked our friend last week who shot himself because his dad didn't care about him. Are you going to keep short-circuiting your electrical wellness with this expectation that your mother set up for you when you were younger?
No.
Okay. Who's at choice to change that?
Okay.
Who is?
Me.
Okay. Do you want to heal?
Yes.
You want to heal?
Yes.
Do you want to heal?
Yes.
Okay. So I want you to feel that panic right now. Just feel it. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Even if you have to go back to your little girl. You got it?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I want you to tell it, you're a part of me and I have control over you. And I'm not creating this anymore. I'm creating trust in myself that whenever I speak up, I even before I think about it, I know I'm accepted and I'm heard and I'm cherished and I'm important. And I'm going to put this all through divine love right now. Do you have your love hook?
Yes.
Okay. So you take all that energy and the energy of you and the energy of your beautiful little girl who came in to learn how powerful she was, even though her mother tried to take that away. And we're going to put all that through love. And we're going to love ourselves enough to have dominion over ourselves, that we are at peace and joy whenever we speak up. Now, does the charge feel a little bit discharged?
Yeah.
Great. So I want you to call in next week, even if you have nothing to say. I want you to call in, and when Stephen takes your call, you say, remember to write on there who I am, Vanessa from Florida.
Okay.
And put underneath there, you promised to take her call.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Because I want you to know before you even call in next week, I want to hear you. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, now you stay on top of this now.
I will.
Because it will take maybe not, but it could take a little bit of practice to get this new charge into place. Okay?
Okay.
All right, darling. Much love to you.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, please check out the two things on I Am D. Wallace, the Fear of Fear webinar. You know, when we get together for 2 hours around stuff like this, it's beyond staggering what we get to and the energy shifts that we create. And also, please check out, I'm so happy that I'm able to offer this to you, again, this opportunity, the awesome healthcare opportunity that's also on the homepage at iamdwallace.com. I want to end by reading this little passage from Archangel Raphael. Each soul came here with this difficult project in mind. It is the bottom line. Will you choose to see the darkness for what it is, the holographic illusion we came here to play out? Or will you curse the darkness, blame God or fate or someone else for the losing game you feel trapped within? It is a tricky balancing act to see the illusion for what it is and still do your best to stay in the game while you help others to awaken all around you. This is the challenge a master takes on. courageously daring to plunge into the deep and murky waters without a life raft, firm in the faith that all is well, even when the sensations and physical evidence seem the opposite. This is our task. This is our duty. This is our blessing of free will that they were given. You are all beautiful masters, my beautiful people. Go create yourself masterfully. I love you so much, and I'll see you next week.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.